Mighty Thought Dottlebot.
They've got something new now. It's called the Press Box.
You're back in the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
All right, one of the books, two to go, second hour of the show right now on The Big Show, the program that keeps it rolling and fun and light, energetic, and so many different things. And we care, and that's why we bring in massage. It's Nick and Joel, hour number two. This is an interesting story, Nicholas. I saw you actually, while I was reading it today, you tweeted it out there. Sources say, this is a headline on ESPN, so I don't care what political party you're affiliated with. I don't care where your chair lies. Sources say Donald Trump offered campaign cash to drop Spygate probe on patriots.
Don't know if it's true, but if it is, not shocking. Not shocking.
Now, this is like the never-ending story of what used to be okay based on your position of power is now something that's frowned upon. So it used to be, I mean, look, Trump was willing to pardon. He was thinking about pardoning the Lion King or the Tiger King.
Yeah.
He pardoned a whole bunch of people.
He did.
You know why? Because he could.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's really bad if it gets to the point where we start having, you know, political dudes getting involved in sports and decisions that the NFL makes. We all know that Spygate was a big, big deal. And I hate the shadiness and the corruption of stories like that, but it's inevitable. I guess there's always going to be a little bit of shadiness. I'm not shocked at it. It was an interesting time for ESPN to drop the story. It was about 10 or 15 minutes before the Charlie Polillo show. Uh-huh. I just thought the timing was a little weird, but I'm also kind of not shocked. And I'm not shocked that ESPN is going to make that a headline on the front page either. It was
breaking
news.
Well, I think they brought
news.
It up right before Polillo show to hopefully get the talk off of baseball. But so as the story goes, just so if you guys aren't familiar with it, in 2008, the NFL was in crisis. There was a hard-charging United States senator from Pennsylvania and an Eagles fan named Arlen Specter. He launched an investigation into the Patriots and the Spygate scandal. He tried to determine how many games the Patriots illegally videotaped operations of opposing coaches' signals that helped them win games and learn why the NFL under Roger Goodell didn't do anything about it. He was gaining some traction. He was working on it quite hard. The NFL tried to combat it by getting their teams that were actually possibly involved in the scandal to say that the league had done its due diligence and nothing was working. And then along came the president, at the time not the president, but running for it, would have run for it eventually. But Donald Trump came in as a good buddy of Robert Kraft and believed he could make the investigation go away.
Of course he thought that. He thinks he can make anything go away. Anything that gets in his way, he thinks he can think go away. You're literally talking about a guy who used to call into radio stations just to bring attention to himself.
Under fake names.
You're not shocked that this guy is doing, like, are you really that shocked? He called in like a radio troll under a fake name just to bring attention to himself. I mean, I'm not shocked at this story at all.
Well, it's now surfaced, and now there are people looking into it once again. But, I mean, I don't know from a Patriots perspective, because we've already been through the whole, if you're not cheating, then you're not trying, and we know how many times they've been trying.
Yeah.
It's not going to change history. It's kind of like the Astros cheating scandal. I mean, at this point, it is what it is. The decisions that were made, and nothing's changing anymore. It's in the record books.
Yeah. It's over. And the thing is, I think NFL looks back at that situation, Joel, and they realize that they didn't handle it right. They know that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They know they didn't handle that situation right. Same thing with the Saints situation. They had Spygate. You had Bountygate is what it was called. Mm-hmm. Bountygate. So, I mean, they just don't handle those big, big scandals that well. They just don't. But the good thing for the NFL is that there's so much money being pumped into their league that, they can withstand a lot of these mistakes.
But now let me ask you this. When you look back at the Astros issues, does Rob Manfred ever look back with regret and say that wasn't handled right? Because I think when we heard from Eric Kratz last week, and we were the first show to really talk about it, and then subsequently other shows got involved and were playing the audio as well, he's the first. He won't be the last. And I think that at a certain point, when you start talking about, I played on this team, I played on that team, we caught these guys, we caught these guys, it's all going to start stacking up. Someone's going to say something eventually that's going to be really impactful. And then baseball's going to have to look at it and go, we probably should have handled that differently.
Yeah. I actually agree with you. And maybe it's a situation, Joel, where even though the NFL has teams that they prioritize over the other teams that are not, like, maybe they value the Patriots or a New York market or a big team, a Seahawks team, a big dynasty over other teams. I can see that happening to the NFL. The only difference is these smaller teams in the NFL are still pumping in millions and millions of dollars, as opposed to Major League Baseball. Yeah, the smaller teams are producing millions of dollars, but I think there's more of a reason for Manfred to have more of a preferential treatment on some of the bigger market teams in baseball than Goodell has to show preferential treatment to some of the dynasties in the NFL. And the reason why is there's so much money. Now, the MLB has tons of money going into it. They have bigger stadiums. They have 30, 40,000 people in most cases in terms of capacity. As long as it's at 100% capacity, they have more games. So they can generate revenue. But I think it's more important for someone like Manfred to prioritize big teams like the Yankees and the Dodgers over the Astros than Goodell.
Here's my quandary, Nick. Here's my dilemma. My dilemma is, as commissioner of baseball, are you trying to do the right thing? Are you trying to police it so that it's fair and equal treatment across the board? Or are you showing that preferential treatment to your biggest, most influential teams? Because we've seen how the Red Sox and Yankees situation was handled as opposed to the Astros. We've heard that there's this letter that was supposed to be unsealed, that right before it was supposed to be unsealed, a court order came down that said there was an appeal and it had to remain sealed. Now, time is passing, and baseball, I'm sure, is hoping it gets swept under the rug. But every now and then, we get Astros fans that hit us up going, what's the latest on the letter? When are we getting the letter open? Will we ever know that? Will that ever come down to where there's a decision made or a final decision by the courts or otherwise that say, you got to put the letter out there. It should be public knowledge because every team should be treated equally. I get it. The Patriots were your dynasty, like the Spurs have been in basketball. Yankees, Dodgers, take your pick, even Red Sox, are in the conversation for best baseball teams of the last couple decades.
Well, I ask you this. Haven't you been on record, and I have too, saying that the star players on an NBA team deserve preferential treatment? You don't think that exists in a dynamic where one team is making significantly more money than the smaller team? It's the same. Why is Kawhi or Harden getting preferential treatment? Yes, it's because they're good, but they're also taking the most money out of the company, and you just get more attention when you take the most money out of the company. It's just natural.
But it's different, Nick, in the fact that if you're the team, you absolutely give your... And this is what the Packers are dealing with right now. This is what the Seattle Seahawks, as you mentioned earlier, are dealing with Russell Wilson. And to some degree, it's what the Texans are dealing with Deshaun. Teams absolutely should show that kind of treatment to their best players. Leagues cannot do that to teams, because at the end of the day, they are all supposed to be equals. They all pay the same dues. They get the same revenue splits. They do all these things to where they're all supposed to be on a level playing field. So it's different. I think that the market in Kansas City or the market in Milwaukee should take issue if it kind of comes out that preferential treatment for the big dog.
Yeah, no, and I see that. I just see the natural. I also see the human nature side of it, and the human nature side is to show more attention to the person or the team or the entity that is generating more money for you. And sometimes they'll overlook the revenue when you've been a dynasty. So there is a few exceptions, I feel like, but you're right. I mean, if I was a smaller market team, that would be definitely something I would bring up to Manfred's attention, whether via email, whether via a meeting or a phone call.
Owners meetings, they have them twice a year. I'm bringing that up.
At least have the conversation. Absolutely. At least to have the dialogue to say, you know what, this is a concern that I have at the very minimum. And when you do that, it at least puts them in the back of their mind that, hey, this is something we might have to look at because it could be a bad look. But at the same time, preferential treatment is never going to go away.
And you also know that, you know, everybody's going to stress transparency. The thing is, you can't, like, in these meetings, and I know how the owners' meetings go in the NBA and the Board of Governors, there's a lot of things said in that room that are kept under wraps because it's a very limited number of people representing each team, whether it be the owner himself or their chief operating officer, and it stays under wraps because those kind of decisions, if they went public, could hurt the whole league.
Oh, yeah.
You can't do that with something like this, because just like Eric Kratz and others are going to come out of the woodwork on these cheating scandals, if you tell the wrong person in that meeting, or like you said, if it rubs a small market team the wrong way, they're not going to shut up about it.
No.
They're going to come out and go, I don't care what it does to the league. The truth needs to be put out there. We're not getting the same treatment as the Yankees, the Dodgers, the Red Sox, whoever.
All right, well, let's stay in the NBA. If you're the Sacramento Kings right now, how do you have that discussion? You should give us more attention. If I'm the NBA, I might look at the Sacramento Kings and be like, no, you don't. You don't deserve
it. Well, you got to get better.
You're in a crap town. You have a crap team. Why should I give you preferential treatment? Why should I even give you equal treatment? Well, they won't say that outright, but I'm sure they're thinking that in the back of their mind.
TV exposure is one thing, but you can't say something like, and I'm just using a random generalized example, but you can't say, hey, Sacramento, you're really bad, so you got to fly commercial.
Exactly.
And everybody else gets to fly private. You can't do that with the team.
You can't. Well, I mean, if it's that blatant.
But I'm just saying, on any, just
but you can hold off on attention giving and give another team attention, and that doesn't seem like anything. It just shows like the preferential treatment. You're talking about a guy in Sheck that is part owner of the team, and he probably can't even name every guy on the roster.
That's I would believe that's 100%
true. I don't think the commissioner could probably name everybody on the roster. You know what I mean? Like, you don't know. You don't even know if Adam Silver knows everybody on the Sacramento Kings.
Well,
especially right now when they're in the middle of the playoffs, and I'm sure his plate is pretty full right now.
Food for thought. We'll see how it goes going from here. But it is interesting that it is front page on ESPN, and that's therefore why we brought it up. But as Nick said, I don't think it surprises anybody that when you're put in a position of power or you're influential and you have money, that you can try and make things go away, especially if it involves people that you are associated with. So that one's going to be out there for a little bit. We'll see how it all shakes out. Lots of other things to discuss. Of course, tonight, national TV, early start for the Astros fans out there. If you're going to the game or planning on watching it, I think it's a 6:40 first pitch tonight because it's ESPN, because it's Trevor Bauer on the hill for the Dodgers against your beloved Astros. So we'll probably kick that around once or twice more before we get to the end of the show. But it's time to step away, take a break. Back with a whole lot more. Hour number two, 3 hour show, Press Box ESPN.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
So look, let me preface this by saying, when we brought up that story, I was very clear specifically, I don't care what your political party is. I don't care where you sit. So therefore, what I'm trying to say is, I'm not saying Trump's the only one to do it, because I knew I'd have Trumpers coming at me. And they said, look how many Obama pardoned when he did it compared to other presidents. They all do. Okay, I'm just saying, because I asked Nick the question, if you were in a position of power, would you do something to save your friends or do something like that? Trump's friends with Robert Kraft. I mean, and the other question that comes up is, if you were willing to do it for Spygate, why didn't you step up and help him when he was going to get his massages?
Yeah, I'm not really worried about the whole Obama. I'm not getting into the Obama-Trump discussion at all. I have no comment on that.
Now, here's the other thing, Nick. Interesting, and it ties into the fact that we have to give the Blitz some credit, because they're so powerful that after we got off the air yesterday, they talked about the newly released New Era hats that were coming out for baseball teams.
Mm-hmm.
They made such fun of them. And they basically threatened anybody that wears them to be prepared for abuse and other things.
I'm all about it. Did they really do that?
Oh yeah, they went nuts. I listened to it the whole ride home, and they were just telling and even I think AJ went so far as to basically say anybody that wears that hat, AJ or Fred, but you're stupid.
Yeah, the area code thing. Did you see that?
It's awful.
Oh my God! First
the
of all,
pictures awful.
Very awful. Was it a rattlesnake or a steak?
It was a steak.
Charlie was calling it a steak. Someone on the Twitch called it a rattlesnake. I'm like, whatever. Regardless, they're ugly.
Awful.
Okay? It's ugly.
So as of today, interestingly enough, in a complete about face, New Era, the company that makes all on-field and otherwise hats for Major League Baseball, has pulled the local market hats on their website. Maybe message delivered. Maybe, hey, for as much as we probably paid a marketing company and creative types to come up with these things, maybe it wasn't a good idea. Well, maybe it won't sell.
I want to know the creative genius that thought putting all the area codes of the city was a good idea. First of all, if you're attached to Houston and you want to attach an area code to Houston, I don't care that we have 17 of them now. It's the 713. Now, I was trying to figure out through Charlie, because he has a wealth of useless information like that, what's the original area code in Los Angeles? He couldn't come up with it. I said either 818 or 213.
213.
Okay, so you know it's 213. Yeah, it's 213. I thought it was one of those two. But I actually associate LA with 818 more. So maybe it is 213.
It's a massive place.
Regardless, it's usually one area code. I'm not listing 17 area codes.
346 made it for Houston. That was just recently added, right, in the last couple of years?
Yeah. Yeah. 346, 713. What's the new one? 832. There's a fourth one, too. That's after 346.
It's a 9, I think.
Yeah. The 346 area code almost irks me. I get it. It's required. It's necessary considering the population. Look, everybody wants to move down to Texas and Houston. No one wants to move to LA. I mentioned you the little stat from the other day. I think it was 6.1 million people that left California. Only 4.9 million came into the state to live there because nobody wants to live there.
Yeah, except my wife. That's the thing, too. It used to be the 713, then it was the 832s and the 281s, then we got the 346 involved, but you've got so many other big cities that keep adding and keep adding. But here's the other thing I don't like, Nick. So Chicago's two teams have the same little side logos all over the place. I think that's dumb. I think that if you really wanted to get your marketing types to be creative, send a representative to the given city and really delve into it, because I keep telling you, just like when we were talking about the city jerseys for the Rockets, how cool would it be if you had to be someone on the side of the hat?
See, that's very local.
And it's very creative.
Obviously, New Era, Major League Baseball, they're probably not in tune to that.
I am, because remember, I also created...
Well, we are Houstonians are, but people outside...
No, don't give too much... It's you and me. Because if the side hustle doesn't work on the massage deal, then we can do this with our marketing and creative department. Because that's the thing. You go in and you dive into what is Houston. And you figure it out. You don't generalize.
No.
Everyone knows in Milwaukee it's beer and cheese. Get a little bit deeper. Harley Davidson. You don't want to put a sponsor there? Put a motorcycle. It's the home of Harley Davidson.
Makes sense.
You want to start delving into each city. But do some research. And the other thing is, how busy is too busy? Because we got four area codes on the front, next to a logo, on the other side another logo, on the back two or three other logos. I mean, I understand. I heard Charlie say that, or Lance said this morning, Houston's not a very attractive city because there's no limit on billboards. They're everywhere. Well, so is New York and Times Square and otherwise. But this hat feels like an overpopulated highway. There was just too much going on.
Yeah, it was too busy. It was too busy. And I wouldn't pay $40 for that. That's way too much.
I agree with
you. If you're gonna make me drop $40 on a new look, and I like New Era, I like the type of caps that Liz have to offer, but I'm not dropping $40 on that. I wouldn't have paid more than $10, and if I did, it'd be a giveaway. Maybe someone to one of our listeners or a friend.
Someone said 213 is Detroit. Is that right?
I don't think so. I saw that. I don't think so. I think because I Googled it and I saw 213.
I think it was always because 212 is New York, right?
It's, or
is
that Los Angeles downtown, yeah, according to a Google search.
Thank you. So, Texter, you're living up to the billing right now. But think about it. And I'm curious what people think. If we were going to make this very Houston, right? If we were going to do our own hat for Houston, I would have on one side at least, or somewhere, be someone.
Yeah.
Because that has become kind of like the unofficial signature in the downtown area.
Yeah.
Of something very Houston.
I would wear that on a cap. As long as it's not too busy, I would wear it on a t-shirt. Anything that I think looks cool, I would, because I know that. Now, Paul Marino is saying that Houston is definitely known for the Be Someone sign. I don't know if that's the case. I figured it would just be like a local thing.
I think it is.
Not outside the city of Houston.
Well, yeah, I don't know how much.
But they are one of the few cities that are, you know, that have kind of embraced graffiti and all those decorations that you talk about. Because you go to Dallas, you just won't see it.
Right.
You just won't see it. Once something like that is painted on a wall, the next day, there's either a company or the city or a third party that's coming up and they're removing it. They don't play that in Dallas.
So you're the space city. So whether you put, and look, they did a whole hat with the Apollo 11 last year. So you either have a rocket to generalize being the space city, or you have something to do with NASA, shuttle, something. Because I think that's another completely Houston thing that is better than just throwing a stake on there.
Yeah, that's embarrassing.
Or some of that stuff. So
They learned from it. They heard what you had to say. Isn't that the reason why they pulled it? Clearly sales weren't doing well.
Now, was the team ever supposed to wear this, or this was just something?
I hope not.
I hope not either.
Could you imagine?
What was it? Who did that when the Astros, was it a year ago when they had, Bun B did a design, and they had a couple people do designs, and they did limited numbers of those hats. But I don't think the players on the field ever wore them. Those were just like special new era caps for each team that you could buy.
I think so, too. If I'm Alex Bregman or the biggest star, I would not be ashamed to say, you know what? I'm not wearing that hat. You can look at me as a multimillionaire athlete who's an absolute diva, but I'm not wearing that ugly-ass hat. I wouldn't blame any player in the MLB for not wearing that ugly-ass hat.
You know what that reminds me of? You know when Chris Sale was a member of the White Sox? The White Sox, much like the city jerseys for the NBA, the White Sox went back to their, a lot of people call them softball uniforms, but it was the old Sox where it was like a V-neck softball pullover shirt, and it said Sox real big across the front with red and blue stripes around it. He was supposed to pitch that day, and he said what you said. I'm not wearing that. And they're like, league mandate, we're all wearing that. He went into the clubhouse with a pair of scissors and went to everyone's locker and cut up their jersey so that they couldn't be worn.
That reminds me of the Michael Jordan thing. Remember when he didn't want to wear Reebok at the Olympic Games?
Oh, yeah, with the tape, yeah.
So he, like, covered the... I think he used, like, a safety pin or a tin, and it said USA on it just because he was so attached to Nike.
Didn't they have, like, they had, like, wreaths or something like that, and he kept trying to post everything to put it on top of that, too?
I can understand why Reebok was upset. They paid serious money to be, you know, to endorse the Dream Team. Like, I can see why they felt some type of way, but by that time, Michael Jordan was so synonymous with Nike, he just wasn't having it. And this is untouchable Michael Jordan. No one could mess with Michael Jordan at that time. And no one can mess with Michael Jordan right now, but particularly in the league when he was playing. But I think that's hilarious. The guy in the club, who was the guy that cut out all the thing?
Chris Sale. He took his scissors to all those uniforms.
That's hilarious.
He got fined a big time.
Who cares?
Yeah.
I think that's fantastic.
I just, you know, I'm just kind of going with, it's not that hard. Like, I think you and I, we know Houston.
Yeah.
But I think we could do it for most cities.
It's not that difficult. You don't need to be a creative mind. You're right.
St. Louis, the obvious one is the arch. Correct? But
yes.
I think you delve a little deeper, and there's other things that are going to come to you pretty quickly. Phoenix, I guess, the desert. You could have a cactus.
Ow.
You could have golf clubs because everybody goes to Phoenix to play golf.
Okay.
I just think in every city, if you just put a little effort in,
a little research,
you come out with a lot more. Because I'm not all about like AJ was talking about the iconic ones. That's why the Yankees and the Dodgers, they don't want to change, nor should they. It's like the Packers in football. If it's that legitimately, then you don't have to participate. I get it, because that's your logo. But I love these quirky minor league, but you know, I collect them. The baseball hats are kind of either the cartoony character or the fun logo.
The gimmicky.
Yeah, the what is it? The Bandits, Quad City River Bandits, the Astros affiliate, where the baseball has the old Western handkerchief over its, like, it's the face with a hat on it. Those are cool hats. So I'm cool with some different logos. I just think this one right here looks like freaking Times Square with billboards, and it's just too busy. Well, we solved it, Nick. See, we're solving problems and creating business opportunities by the second. All right, 90 into the books. 90 still to go when we come back. It's the second half of the show. It's the Press Box on ESPN.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit InnovationMap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
You're listening to The Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
See, whether we're talking PB&J massages or we're talking how to make Major League Baseball more marketable and positive, or giving the Blitz credit for basically making Major League making New Era take these hats off the market. People get it, and that's what I love about the boxers, and they participate. Now, again, because I'm not going to get into political affiliations and other things, Nick, but there is a point to be made here. As someone, because I said, throw out your suggestions. I said to be someone.
I think that's great.
I said you probably have to have something that represents space or NASA or something, but not just like they did last year with the Apollo 11 logo. Do something that's like a jazzy rocket ready for liftoff or on the launch pad.
But even with the be someone, you got to be careful with that, because the be someone design in itself is kind of busy. So I wouldn't want a whole bunch of other stuff around that be someone. I would just take that colorful little strip or whatever.
Right. Make put it in a rectangle like form.
Yeah. And then, maybe. Right. Yeah.
Okay. So let's do this way. Let's do it. Let's simplify it, but also kind of break down the parameters for the peeps. We're going to go one on each side. We got be someone either on the back. And how many? One on the back or two?
I'm going to say one.
So one on the back, one on each side. Nothing on the front. Don't mess with it. And are just, are we good with that?
I'm good with that. Wait, what, you mean a one be someone on the back and one on,
So we're going to put be someone either on the back or on one of the sides.
Not on the front?
No, because you got the – making me think about it. Because some teams took off their original logo and put like a cheese wheel or a pizza or something stupid on the front. So I really – and then I don't like how busy the front is with all the areas.
It's just too big to put all over the cap, though, in my opinion.
Okay, here's my suggestion. Let's get logos for each side. Let's put the be someone on the back. Because, you know, if you wear your hat backwards, it would look cool. If it just said be someone like it's on the overpass, right on the straight middle centered back of the hat.
Yeah.
Okay. So now we need a logo for either side. Are we in agreement that it's space-related or it doesn't have – it's just up for – suggestion.
I don't really want the space. Okay. Really. That's
generalized. That's a fair point. Because from someone from New York, that's what they think. Or someone from Wyoming.
Plus the Rockets are already kind of synonymous with that.
And you also know I don't like when we cross market with those stupid blue uniforms for the Rockets. Yep. Okay. So then it's gonna come back at some point to Cowboys, Westerns, hats, buckles, boots. Would you be – they tried to put a really – yep, I have a lot of terms I can't use, but a really messed up looking kind of cowboy hat on it. If we're thinking about it, do you want to put a cowboy boot?
Nope, I don't.
A hat?
You know what mine would be? It would be basically the be someone up on the front, nothing on the sides or on the back.
Well, you're putting the be someone on the front, not on
the
back.
On the front, you can actually make a transparent logo or maybe put a logo between the be and the someone or make it transparent without making it tacky. And just make it simple on the front. Be someone, H with the star, nothing on the sides, nothing on the back. That's how I would do it.
Wait a minute, Nick, you're onto something. So how about we do wherever we put be someone, the O in someone is the Astros star H logo.
I'm okay. Yes, see, I'm okay with that.
Okay, so now we've incorporated both.
But you simplified it by doing that.
Correct. But we've also saved time and space on the hat because we still have an Astros logo, but we have the key element, which is be someone. So you want it on the front. I'd rather have that on the back, but I like where you're going with this.
Yeah.
Now we've got to figure out the two side logos, and then we have one more, whether it be, in your case, back, in my case, front.
I don't know if you have. Do you have to put side logos? This is the discussion. We have to put logos on the side.
Well, at least we're down. We've already eliminated, like, what, one, two, three or four other panels that would have been junked up.
Yeah.
But I'm just going like north, south, east, west, you know, whatever. So at least it's up for discussion. So you say scratch the space stuff.
Yeah. Simpler, smaller logos. Smaller stars with the H on top of it, maybe.
Now, from a controversial standpoint, they were once the Colt 45s. We are known for our gun laws.
Yeah.
Would you have a 45?
No.
on the side or as one of
ask
the logos.
Ask that question to your boy, Chad.
I was just thinking the same thing.
Chad ask that Shanks, question to your
Chad
boy,
Shanks
Chad.
Chad answer is a hard no.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Well, would you have a horse head then? Because it's Houston, and it's known for
no
horses.
And yeah. No.
Okay, well, then those are eliminated, but they had to be thrown out there as suggestions, because no idea is a bad idea when we're brainstorming. That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys can start chiming in. I'm just looking for suggestions. I'm trying to think of how do we Houstonize this hat without junking it up.
Well, basically, any one of our ideas is going to be significantly better than the trash that they put
for
out.
For sure.
So it doesn't really matter. We're going to look way more creative without even trying with that whack-ass
I like where
hat.
Jermaine's coming from. The Houston hand logo.
I'm okay with that. I'm absolutely okay with that.
You throw up the H. And it's part of the Houston Astros marketing campaign. For the H.
Yep.
So we could do the hand yep. emoji like for the H. I like that. I'm putting that on one side.
Although, does that... Well, no, that's not the...
Well, wait a minute.
It's not now, the Kook sign. So.
Now we've got options for the front and the back. Whether you put B someone with the Astro star for the O and someone on the... I'm putting that on the back. I'm putting the H hand gesture on the front.
That's not bad. That's not bad. Okay. As long as it doesn't look too busy, as long as the finished product doesn't look too busy, I'm okay with it. That was just busy. Mm-hmm. Area codes and all kinds of graphics that don't even look that good. It's just not what I'm about.
I'm with you.
Someone appreciated your suggestion for the Astros, the River Bandits logo. Shout
out. Oh, Quad City River Bandits. Yep. And but here's the thing. It's an Astros affiliate. They went with a raccoon mascot as the River Bandit, and so they changed the logo. You know, the one that I like is a full baseball with a baseball hat on and then a Western handkerchief, so it looks like the baseball is someone's face, and it's got the handkerchief on and a baseball hat. I love, love, love that logo, and they discontinued it, but I don't know, maybe this year they brought it back. That's the logo. I love that logo. I have the home and road version of that from back in the day.
It looks like it sounds like it's a good kids cap too.
And it's catchy.
And for adults too, but like particularly for like if you're bringing a family, you know.
Right. Suggestions we are going to throw out: a stripper silhouette. We're not doing a Texans hat, so the massage table is out.
Yep.
I'm not going to say this on air till you know what, you can tell me what it is, because I've seen this on overpasses on I-10 around Memorial Park, and until I can get the street dictionary to define it for me, I'm not going to it.
One said the Astrodome and the Astro star in the middle and the be someone in the back of the hat.
So are we good or bad with the hand emoji for Houston on the front?
I am. I've already said.
That's settled.
Yeah.
So then on the back, are we putting the be someone with the Astro star in the
I'm not a big fan of the be someone in the back. I'm going to be
where
honest.
Where do you want it?
I want it in the front. If you're going to do the be someone thing, either you put it big in the front or you make it really minute on the sides or the back.
So you want it in the front and you want it big in the front.
Yeah, because I think it kind of has to be big, and you put it in the... I see what you did.
Just followed it up with it has to be big. Okay. Again, if we had a producer right now, this would all be
well,
on
see,
you.
That's the beautiful thing about me being the producer.
Indeed.
You can't cut it up.
Right, but I can also refer to it, go back to it, and have people reference it in the...
Phrasing, Nick. Phrasing.
Okay. Yeah.
I need to work on that.
Phrasing, Nick. So you want... where are we putting Be Someone?
For me, it's in the front.
So then are you putting the hand gesture H in the back?
Not if I have a choice.
Where are you putting it? On
leave
the
it
side?
Off. I'd leave it
see,
off.
See, you're simplifying it too much now.
No, not really. Not when you got all that busy be someone all over. That's pretty busy.
Now, I would be okay with the Houston hand gesture in the front, with be someone in the back, with the Astro star in the O, and I would be done with it. But if you want to go with their theme of the more logos, then you've got either side that you still could do something with. Someone said the come and take it that's on the back of a lot of trucks.
Yeah.
With the cannon or whatever.
That,
the guns.
People recognize that.
They recognize it, but is that a... What about don't mess with Texas?
No, that's old. I'm past the don't mess with Texas stuff.
Okay.
That was all about... That was them cigarette butts. All those
inevitably,
those commercials where the cigarette butts were all over the
Doesn't
street.
Doesn't George Strait do one, boy?
And someone with a twang was like, who's throwing all these cigarette butts on the floor? Don't mess with Texas. I forgot that commercial.
But your boy George Strait does one, too.
See, if anybody's going to get the message across, it's going to be the king.
Of course. I knew that would sit well with you. Of course, another suggestion that will be thrown out, a trash can. Although, I've been in embrace the hate mode lately.
Yeah.
If you want to just have some fun with it, I'm okay with a dented trash can somewhere in the mix.
I kind of am too. I would not mind it at all. Again, a big focus on simplicity because I like it simple. But yeah, someone said be someone is dumb. Whatever.
Oh. I mean,
maybe he's not a Houstonian or she is not a Houstonian.
Oh, Nick. And they could get sponsorship dollars. Someone said put the Texas hammer on it.
I don't know if he likes you.
You know what? I've wondered that aloud. I've said that because Lisa always sees the commercial and goes, you can do it better. And I'm like, Lisa, do you think he doesn't like that?
I think there's a massive possibility that Adler doesn't like you.
Because I've suggested to our sales staff, with as much as we used to talk about him and I did the impersonation, that he should sponsor the show. Just like when I used to do Mattress Mac when I did the gallery furniture reads. Mm-hmm. But then, ironically, they're not with us anymore. It may be true. I don't know. It's not like on a daily basis people tell us not to do things. So there's that. I got to ask you this question about my other overpass on I-10 and what that means. Okay, so we're going to continue to roll. We're having some fun. This is good dialogue, good conversation. How would you design, what are they called? Are we calling them the city hats? I don't know what they're...
The local market hats, I think is what they were called.
Yeah, the local market caps. We're going to call it the city version, because that's what Nick's favorite NBA jerseys are. We're going to call it the city version caps. And right now, we've got the hand gesture for the H in the mix, be someone, a trash can. We got anything else?
You mentioned the gesture?
The hand gesture, yes. But I don't think you and I have both been on a yes mode on anything else.
Pretty much.
Okay, so those are the three right now. All right, we'll continue to roll. It's hour number 2, 3-hour program. You guys want to get in here, we're here for you. 713-780-3776 for calls and texts, otherwise Twitch and Twitter. It's the Press Box on ESPN.
ESPN 97.5.
This is the Press Box on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Nick Sciarra.
So just to be clear, people are saying, well, we need NASA. I said we suggested that, but then we also kiboshed it because that's what outsiders' perception is of Houston. We want the residents' real perception of Houston.
Look, I was born near NASA. I was born in Webster. I'm not big on the space stuff. Now, I out on Twitch thinks I'm trolling about the be someone. I think if it's simple enough and not busy enough, I think you could do it. I really think you can take something that has like a really busy look to it and then absolutely just simplify.
See, I love it, but I would put it on the back because one, a lot of people wear their hats backwards. Two, a lot of the hats these days, and you see it all the time, you'll see the actual primary logo on the front, and then on the back, it'll either say the team name in their font style, or it'll have something quirky on the back, but smaller.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why I'm fine with it. Like, if you see an Astros hat with the old Astros font style that was on the rainbow jerseys, sometimes those are on the front.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Then they'll put the current logo with the star and the H on the back. Because if you wear it backwards, too, it looks cool.
Yeah.
So I'm okay putting the be someone across the back, dead center, in case, because it'll still, people still see it. And if you wear the hat backwards, you get some run for it.
Okay.
And I like the fact that those of us that live here know for the H is the emoji. The emoji.
Oh, they know. Like, again, it's supposed to be a lot local market cap. So I get that the understanding should be within that local market.
Right.
I don't think a lot of people outside Houston really know all that stuff. Maybe I'm wrong. Two quick notes since we're kind of talking about the Astros. Yeah. Number one, longtime kicker, Adam Vinatieri decides to retire after 24 seasons. So I guess some semi big news there. And then Dusty Baker says his rotation this weekend is Framber Valdez, Jake Odorizzi, and Zach Greinke.
So Framber and
Framber is back.
Framber and Odorizzi are both back.
Are they rushing it?
So who are they bumping then?
I don't know.
Garcia and I would assume they're bumping Garcia. Urquidy's still rehabbing. But at least, because I'm trying to figure out who moves to the pen. Because like I said, I firmly believe Anoli needs some time. Paredes needs some time in AAA. He just has to, he's got to work on some things. Otherwise, he and Brian Abreu both need to work on some things.
Dusty also said he did not know if Lance McCullers Jr. got an MRI on his right shoulder. Baker said McCullers got an ultrasound. Baker said the team believes it is a quote-unquote short-term thing.
Well, maybe that's obviously someone that's probably going to be missing a start, so there's one of them, I would think.
Yeah. So, all right. Little Astros update. But, yeah, if we want to go back to the cap discussion, but I just saw
your Astros update, you also updated on everybody on Adam Vinatieri.
I did. What do you think? How old is he? 40-something?
His hair is like...
All gray now.
All gray. I mean, he had great run. Him. Made a boatload of cash. He probably should have quit 2 years ago. He's probably going to be in the Hall of
48.
Fame.
48.
Just, yeah, you're good. Bye-bye.
Hey, man. If I could...
It's a great run.
If I could play kicker as long as he did, all the way up until the age of 48, I'm not knocking.
No, two best jobs in the history of American sports... are the backup quarterback and the kicker. They're probably scratch golfers. They're never hit by anybody, and they played in the NFL. So they're going to get great benefits. It's a freaking great job.
Yeah.
And he did it better than most.
And he's very likable, dude. Like, yeah. I've met him once. But like when the Colts came to play the Texans, he's like beloved by everybody. You know what I mean? I think it was playing for the Colts.
I can see that. So someone said Javier and Garcia can go to the bullpen. I mean, Javier for a while there was your hottest pitcher.
Yeah, I like Javier. Unless you're done with your faith in Javier, I kind of like him.
I still like him, and I believe in the fact that he is deceptive. That's why he doesn't have an overpowering fastball, but he still gets a lot of swing and misses. So I'm not so quick to dump out on Javier. Garcia, you know what? I think the cheat code's out. I think at first it was the quirky windup that had people kind of in the batter's box a little uncomfortable because he does that kind of weird double toe tap, straight, you know, to the side leg kick thing.
Yeah.
But I think now that people have seen it and they've watched it on film a few times, it's not as deceptive.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with him taking the role of a Brian Abreu or a scrub for sure.
I knew you were going to say that. I would be too. I mean, look at those two. I mean, who is the most, I don't want to say hated, but if your least favorite pitchers right now in the pen, doesn't it have to be those two, Abreu and scrub?
Oh, you're missing one.
Oh, which
Mr.
one?
Mr. Ali LaForce.
Oh, yeah, Joe.
He can't get an out.
That's another one.
Your average everyday Joe. He broke the record. He's the long-standing guy. Now you can go fade off into the sunset. You can't get anybody out. Your submarine style has been figured out, and it's time to move on.
Yeah.
Maybe he's the next guy on MLB Network. He follows in Ali's footsteps. He can go and do a broadcasting job, too. Seems like a guy that could do broadcasting that looks the kind of fits that Al Leiter-ish ex-player role that could have a role in some kind of TV, but I don't need him on the mound anymore.
I've always wondered, like these reporters or any woman in general, honestly, when they marry a baseball player and then he doesn't pan out, do they regret marrying the baseball player?
Did the salary pan out? That's the question.
But sometimes salary. I mean, she probably can get the salary anyway if she just married someone else. Maybe she wants the exposure.
So the reason
and
why
the
I
limelight.
Ask that is if you marry too soon and he's one of those under team control guys that gets held back, and then you find out that he's not what they thought he was, the money's going to be significantly lower than he was able to fool the organization long enough to get that first big deal before he petered out.
Yeah, like, that's true. But I always wonder, like all the hype surrounding Manziel.
Yeah.
And if you were planning on marrying him, are you okay because he's still rich and he didn't pan out?
Evidently not, because she divorced him.
See?
She was an Instagram model, and then the minute...
She's like, damn it.
And she eventually...
You're a bust, Manziel. I'm not staying with you, sir. You're a bust.
Yeah. So I
Moving
think,
on to the next football
I
player.
I think you have to be more strategic. If you are in the cash grab marriage
That's
phenomenon,
probably what... Julia Anais, I guess is her name, the Deshaun Watson's girlfriend. I don't guess she doesn't need the money, but I'd move on, too.
I think she already should have gotten the U-Haul. I mean, move on. She should already be in another area code, and I don't care if you put it on the front of the hat or not.
Agreed. But I bet a lot of them, like, man, I thought you were going to be like the best quarterback in the NFL. I should have never married you.
Yeah, someone said Chris Benson's chick. But she was a Playboy Playmate. I don't know if they're divorced or not, but when Chris Benson got married to the Playboy Playmate, he had signed a big deal. So, therefore, she played her cards right. She waited until he got out from under team control.
Ah, smart.
That's what you got to do.
That's smart.
You don't marry Tatis as a rookie. You marry Tatis when he signs for the 314.
Exactly. Every woman on the planet should be throwing themselves.
I hate that we're giving females
more
ammunition.
If they're attracted to baseball players at Tatis Jr. Because that, you're set. You are set. Now, think about it. $341 million contract. Man, you better be special if you want to marry me. $341 right? million? You better be like, on a scale of 1 to 10, you better be a 15.
Are you a certified massage therapist? Now, here's the other thing, Nick. We are men of the people. So just like we tell you where is the most common place that you can rob cars without being caught. What did we tell everybody yesterday that was advice?
I forgot. We gave a lot of advice.
We did.
A lot of good advice.
We solved post-boob job massages.
Correct.
Today. So now we're actually telling females how to find a sugar daddy.
I don't understand
in baseball.
Why. I don't understand why women wouldn't want to tune into this show. This is just one of several reasons.
We had another one that was illegal. Oh, the fake IDs.
Oh, yeah.
Was another one.
That was a great topic.
That was another one.
Yep.
So we're constantly giving you illegal advice that we are not going to take credit for, but we're trying to get you to, you know, kind of to be better off. So that's what we're here to do. I don't know, man. Someone said, do you have a tradable asset in the farm system that you could trade to help the bullpen? No. You know what you do? I've said this over and over again. You have tradable assets that are starting pitchers. Whether you're done with Odorizzi, there was a market for him in free agency. You could find a team that would want him, or you could take one of these young arms that have already proven that they can pitch in the big leagues. Maybe they just haven't figured it all out yet, and say, that's enough to get me.
I just don't know what you can get. I mean, we talked about Tucker, and I always felt like if I'm a team that's not the Houston Astros, Tucker doesn't entice me that much. Now, if he has a few more games like he did yesterday, right, in the two-hole spot, gets two hits, and he plays more consistent like that, maybe you up the value to the point where you can bring something back.
I don't think you can trade Tucker
think you
right
can.
Now because you're still putting the other guys in center field that aren't major league everyday starters.
Yeah. It's just a tough dynamic, honestly.
Oh, my God. Someone texted in. Or you could be my dad's new wife who's, count them, 1 year older than me and shares my first name. Yeah, that sucks for you, bro.
Your first name must be Kelly, like a unisex name or something.
Jamie,
yeah, that's a unisex name. Chris. For sure. Chris is as well.
Pat
is definitely a unisex name. What else?
I mean, I think I'm out.
There's plenty.
Christian.
AJ.
Christian,
for sure.
Taylor,
for sure.
No, someone said April. Stop it.
No.
No dude named April.
Stacy.
Someone said, what about Correa's girl? They married before the big money? Yeah, but, I mean, he's proven himself enough that regardless if it's what he thinks he deserves or not,
and
he's going
to get smart enough
paid.
To know that he loves her enough. Because, look, if she's still with him when he signs the new deal, which I imagine... I mean, she's straight. She's straight regardless, right? She's set.
Someone said, I got y'all the shut the buck up shirts. We love them. I still wear mine.
Is Nick a unisex name? That's what Rezzy says on Twitch. I don't think Nick is a unisex
name. Nicole?
No.
No. They're just trying to stir it up. All right. Speaking of stirring it up, we got 60 minutes more to do that. Two in the books, one to go. Final hour of the show comes up next right here on the Press Box ESPN.
ESPN 97.5.